Brachos Daf Nun Zayin. We are beginning on the top of the Amud Harohuna. Gemara now is continuing its discussion of dreams. The Gemara now has spent already a blot and a half on the topic of Chalomos, understanding what a Chalom is, the interpretation of a Chalom. And the Gemara is going to be continuing along those lines. Harohuna, someone who sees the name Huna in a dream, a Chalom, Nes Nasalo, a miracle will occur for that individual. The Gemara is banking on the fact that the word Huna has a Nun in it, and so does the word Nes. And the connection between the two tells us that the name Huna speaks to the idea that you will have a Nes. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. So if you see the name, any of the above names, each one of those names having a double Nun. So Nisi, Nisim, Nasolo. So you're going to have a miracle upon miracle for that individual. Obviously, the idea over here is the double Nun speaks to the double miracle. Haroa, Hesped Bechalom. Someone who sees a eulogy in his dreams. Mina Shamayim Chasu Alav. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanas on you, upad'uhu, and redeemed you. V'hani mila b'ksava. And this is when you see the words in your dreams. Rashi says this is describing what we just read. Meaning the words Huna and Chanina, or any of the above names that we mentioned, or even the word Hesped. So they're only going to be significant if you see the words in the dream. If you see yourself responding with the words Yeshme Rabba, so you are assured that you're going to be receiving an extra portion of the world to come. Every Jew receives a portion of the world to come, so I assume the Gemara over here is referring to an extra chelik. Hakori Kriyashma, continuing the Gemara, someone who reads Shema, finds himself reading Shema while in the middle of a Chalom, Raisha Tishra Alav Shechina. So really that means that you were fit to have Ashra Shechina. El Shein Dor Zaka Lekach, it just happens to be that you were born in the wrong generation. Hamaniach Tefillin B'Chalom, if somebody sees himself wearing Tefillin in a dream, Yitzbe L'Gedula. So that means that he can await that he's going to be assigned for greatness. Shenamar. And here we go, quoting the pasuk again and the drasha again. The nations of the world will see upon you that the name of Hashem is upon you. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. This is a reference to tefillin on your head. Hamispal b'chalom, someone finds himself dreaming davening in a dream. Siman yafalo, that's a good sign. V'hani milu delosayim, and that's talking about a case where he's waking up while he's still davening. And Rashi over here explains, I'm reading the Rashi inside, the Lo Siyem, Shenayar Mishnaso, Konim Shenistalek. He woke up before he finished davening. Simon, Shehu Samach Etzal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is a sign that he's next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has a certain closeness with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing the Gemara, Habala Imo, someone who has a dream that he has relations with his mother, Bechalom Yitzbe Labina. So the Gemara interprets that to mean it to be a positive sign, and that the person should be looking forward to receiving an extra level of bina shenemar ki im levina tikra. Now the pasuk is obviously not making reference to one's mother, but obviously the word could be read im. It could also be read word. It could be read aim, and this speaks to the connection of the aim and bina. And so even though obviously it's an extraordinarily odd dream, but nevertheless with the positive interpretation, so it means that you can look forward to extra bina. Habal Nara Murasi Yitzbal Torah. A person finding himself in a dream having relations with Nara Murasa, so he can expect an extra level of Torah. Shenemar Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Morasha Ki Los Yaakov, Al Tikre Morasha Ela Murasa. Now the pasuk that we're familiar with, the drasha also we're familiar with, is the idea that even though the Torah describes as a marasha, as a transmission, as a inheritance, nevertheless it could also be understood as ma'orasa, and that we have a certain relationship with the Torah. And based on that, the dream, again, an odd dream, but certainly the positive interpretation that you're going to have this extra level of Torah. Habala choso, someone who has relations, finds himself having relations with his sister in his dream. So, yitzbe lechachma. So that is going to be a forebearer of chachma, of wisdom. Shenemar emor lechachma achotiat. The pasuk in Mishlei that speaks to wisdom as being achoti. The Gemara quotes this pasuk elsewhere. Rashi brings down the understanding that you're supposed to have a clear understanding of the Torah and of the Gemara, as well as you understand and know your sister. Anyway, but but certainly the idea that the relationship between Chachma and Achoti and the simon of the dream speaks to this idea that you're expecting a certain extra level of Chachma. Habal Eishes Ish Bechalom. In a dream, a man is having relations with another man's wife. Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba. So that assures him that he's going to get a portion of the world to come. Again, a positive twist on an extraordinarily odd dream. And Rashi over here says, why is it that this person is going to get extra Olam Haba? So Rashi writes, "Venoto chalko v'chelak chaveru," because you're, the dream is speaking to you the idea that you're getting your chelak and your friend's chelak as well in Gan Eden. Going back to the Gemara, v'hani milu de lo yadala. But the Gemara makes now the salient point that this is all true if you don't know who that woman was, v'lo hiraba me'ursa, and you didn't have hihurim about her. Because if you had hihurim about her, about this woman who you knew and was clearly represented in the dream, so that's not a simon, that's just simply an expression of the desires that you have. And so the Gemara says that this only works as a simon if the woman in question in the dream is somebody you do not know. Someone who sees wheat in a dream, ra'ah shalom, could expect a certain level of peace. And again, the idea that chelev is connected with shalom. Ha'ros sa'orim b'chalom. Person sees barley in his dream, sorrow of an asav. His sins will be removed. The Gemara is connecting the word sa'ora with the word saru. Shenemar v'sar v'nefer chatosech tuchupar. The apostle speaks to this idea that sar, again, the literal pshat is that it's a removal, but in the context of our Gemara, it also is a reference to sa'or, to the barley. And so that means to say that your sins will be removed. I'm Rabbi Zera, ana lo saki mibavel Eretz Yisrael. Ad dechazai sa'or b'chama. Rabbi Zera says that he did not leave Babel to go to Eretz Yisrael until he saw barley in a dream. Once he saw barley in a dream, so he knew that he would have a certain acquittal of his sins, and so that allowed him the comfort to go and make Aliyah. Remember earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Zera wanted to make Aliyah for some time. His Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, told him not to. His Rabbi Yehuda felt that you're not allowed to go back to Eretz Yisrael until we are summoned back to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zera disagreed, and eventually he did, in fact, make Aliyah. Haroa gefen to una bechalom. Someone sees a grapevine laden with grapes in his dreams. Ein ishto mapels nefalim. It's a simon that his wife will not have a stillborn. Shenemar eshtecha ki gefen poria. Sarika, if a person sees just the grapevine itself, yaspel mashiach, so then he can anticipate the mashiach. Shenemar usrila gefen yirot lusarika b'ni asono. Over here in this pasuk, you see the sorika, the grapevine, connected with the ason, with the donkey, which obviously is connected with Mashiach. Harot te'ina b'chalom, someone who sees a fig in his dream. Torah somash tamers b'kerbo, that means the Torah will be guarded inside of him. Shenemar the pasuk, notzer te'ina yochal piryo. Again, this idea that with the te'ina, you're going to have more of a shmir, something more protected inside of you. Harot rimonim b'chalom, this person who sees the pomegranates in his dreams. Zutrei, if there are small pomegranates, pari iske kerimone. So that means that his one business is going to flourish like a pomegranate. Rav Revei, if he sees a large pomegranate in his dream, rabbe iske kerimone. So his businesses will grow. Palge, if the pomegranate is split open, im tamachacham hu, if he's a tamachacham, he's for the Torah. So he should anticipate and look forward to the Torah. Shenemar eshkecha miyayin harekach miisis rimani. So the idea of the pasuk is that the juices that are coming out of the pomegranate will be enjoyed. And the Gemara understands this to be a connection to Torah. V'im ama aretz hu yisbala mitzvos. Now, an ama aretz who does not have the ability to learn Torah at a high level, but nevertheless, a split open pomegranate in his dream will be a simon for him accelerating and advancing in mitzvos. Shenemar kefelach rimon rakasech. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and the Gemara quotes a drasha, my rakasech. What does it mean that the rimon is rakasech? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Afilu rekanim shabach, the bederach hadrush, that even those who are empty amongst you, meaning not the tamid chachamim, malei mitzvos k'rimon, but still, they have tremendous value in that they do mitzvos as many as the seeds in a rimon. Haroz zeisim b'chalom, somebody who sees olives in his dream. Zutrei. Now, if they are small, paraverave v'kai iske k'zeisim. So that means to say that your businesses will succeed like that of olives, v'hani mili pri. That's if you see the fruit, aval ilanei. Now, if you just see the tree itself, having le banim rubim, it means you'll have many children, many sons. Shenemar banayich kishesile zesim. Igidami, now in a slightly different version of this discussion, I wrote zayis b'chalom. Somebody who sees the olive in his dream, shem tov yotzelo, he will have a good name. Shenemar zayis ranan yafeh. Pri to'ar kra Hashem Shemecha. Haras shaman zayis b'chalom. If one sees olive oil in his dreams, he's be l'ma'or Torah. he should anticipate receiving the light of Torah Shenemar v'ichu elecha Hashem and Zaitzach. Haro tamarim bechalom. Dates in the dream tamu avonosav. His sins will come to an end. Shenemar tamu avonech batzion. I'm Rav Yosef haro eiz bechalom. Seeing one goat in your dream. Shana misbarechus lo, you will have a year of bracha. Izim, if you see goats in your dream, shanim misbarechus lo. So then you will have multiple years of good. Shenemar the pasuk says, v'deichalav izim lachmecha. Haro hadas bechalom, someone who sees hadasim in his dream, nechasav matzlichim lo. His properties will have success. Vim ein lo nechasim, now if he happens not to have any properties, Yerusha nefel so mimakam achir, so he stands to inherit in the very near future. Amar ula v'amri lebe masi satana v'hu dechaz bechanayhu. This only is going to be a good omen, a good simon, only under the circumstances where the hadasim were connected to the ground. Then the bracha is to be expected. Haro esrog bechalom, someone who sees an esrog in his dream, hadur hu lefanei makono. It means that you are beautiful in front of your creator. Shenemar priet hadar. Kapos tamarim. Haro elulav bechalom, someone who sees a lulav in his dream, ein lo ela lev echalav ish v'shamayim. It means that he is singularly devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. Haro iveiz bechalom, someone who sees a goose in his dream, yispel hachachma. So that will forbear that he will receive extra chachma. Shenemar chachmos bechutz tarona. Tarona means to cry out, like the goose cries out. Vahaba aleha. Someone in a dream having relations with a goose, have a rosh yeshiva, can expect to become the rosh yeshiva. Amar Ravashi aniri asiyu basi aleha v'salkita legedula. Now Ravashi gives a personal testimony that he himself saw in a dream a goose, and he had relations with a goose, and as a result of that, he was elevated to gedula. Hare tarnigol v'chalom, someone who sees a rooster in his dream, yitzpah leben zachar, can expect a male son. Tarnigolim, someone sees multiple roosters in his dream, yitzpah levanim zacharim. That is going to be a simon for multiple sons. Tarnigoles, if a person sees a hen in his dream, yitzpah letarvitzia na'e v'gila. He should expect tarvitza. Rashi, by tarvitza, offers a couple of explanations of what it might be. Rashi suggests it's a garden. Rashi also says it may be a reference to a base medrash. Hara beitzim b'chalom tluya b'kashaso. Someone who sees an egg in his dream, so that means that his request will be suspended. As Rashi explains over here, with the egg, with the shell around it, you don't know what's inside. And so if you see that in the dream, it means that you made a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't know whether or not it's going to be answered, and basically the question is in suspension. Nishtabru, if the dream shows you a broken egg, nasas bakashaso. So that means that his request will be answered. V'chein egozim, v'chein kishuim. Similarly with nuts, similarly with gourd. V'chein kol kli zechuchis, also with glass jars. V'chein kol hanishbarim keilu, or anything that could be broken. So we're going to say the same thing. If you see it in its unbroken state, so that means that your request is being suspended. And if you see it in its broken state, so that means that you will be answered. Hanichnas lekarach, in a dream you find yourself going into a city, nasalo chafetzav. It means that your requests are going to be answered. Shenemar v'nechem el mechos cheftzam. Hamagalech rosho bechalom. In a dream you are shaving your head, simen yafalo. That is a good sign. Rosho zekano. So if you, in a dream, find yourself having your head and your beard shaven, so lo ulecho mishpachto, it's a good sign for you and your whole family. Shave ba'areva kitana, if you find yourself on a boat in a dream, shem tov yotzelo, that's a good name, ba'areva gedola, in a large boat, lo ulecho mishpachto, it's for you and your whole family, v'hanimili, demadle d'luye. That's only if you are on a high elevation of the sea, maybe a crest is what the Gemara is making reference to. Hanifne b'chalom, someone who relieves himself in his dream. Simen yafalo, that is a good sign. Shenema maharzo lehi pasech. And as Rashi points out over here, the idea of the Gemara is that when you relieve yourself, you are cleansing yourself of all your impurities. And so that's why the Gemara treats it as a good sign. V'hani mili, back to the Gemara, delo kanach. That's only talking about a case where you did not wipe yourself in the dream. But if in the dream you also wiped yourself, so it no longer speaks to the good simon, as in, now in the dream your hands are all dirty. Ha'ola legag bechalam ola legedula. If in a dream you're going up to the roof, so that means that you're going to get an elevation. Yarad, but if you're going down, yored megedula so. But if you're going down in the dream, it means that you're going to get a demotion. Abai v'Rava d'Amar Tavai Kemen Sha'Allah Allah. Abai and Rava say no. That if you went up in the dream to the roof, that's all you need. And the, by virtue of the fact that you went back down again does not speak to any kind of demotion. Ha'korei b'gadav b'chalom. If you tear your clothing in a dream, korim lo gzar dino. So your any bad decree against you is going to be torn. Ha'umeid arum b'chalom. If you find yourself standing naked in a dream, Bibavel. If the dream is occurring in Bavel, or maybe the Gemara means that you're currently in Bavel, either way, Omid below Chet. So that is a good thing, and it means that you stand without sin in Eretz Yisrael. However, if in the dream you find yourself naked in Eretz Yisrael, so then Arum below Mitzvah. So that means you're naked and you don't have any Mitzvah. The simple idea of the Gemara is that the dream of being naked speaks to the idea that you are not connected with your surroundings. You are naked of your surroundings. Since in Bavel, surroundings are basically an idolatrous surrounding, so that's a good thing. It means that you are not under the influence of the surroundings around you. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where the surroundings are Torah and Mitzvos, so that means to say that you being naked is a bad thing because that means that you're not connected with the Torah and Mitzvos that are surrounding you. The Gemara, continuing the Gemara, Hanitbas Asardyot. And if in the dream you discover yourself to be arrested in the dream, Shmir Nasas Lo. So that's a good sign. It means that you are going to be receiving extra protection. Someone who is arrested, so although it's, to say the least, uncomfortable, but in the very least, you're going to have that sense of you are now in custody and protected. And so again, with the positive spin of how to interpret the dream, so we're focusing on that sense of being protected. Nasnua b'kolar, if not only were you arrested, but you also put in chains, so the Gemara again puts a positive spin on the interpretation of Sifalo Shmira al Shmira so. So that's extra shmira, because not only are you in custody, but you're also in chains, so that you have extra shmira. The Gemara says, but specifically, the dream is only a good siman if it's chains. If it's just rope, so then it's not a good siman. If you find yourself going into a swamp in a dream, now it says Rosh Yeshiva. So that means you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi over here explains the imagery. It's a beautiful Rashi. In the swamp, so there are tall reeds and short reeds, and the Rosh Yeshiva is giving a shear to all different types of people in all different age groups. And so there are tall people, short people, young, old. So that is the imagery of the person standing in the swamp in the reeds. Liyar, if in the dream you're taken out to the forest, now it's a Rosh Livnei Kala, then you become the Rosh B'nei Kala. What is the Rosh B'nei Kala? Take a look at Rashi. I'm reading the Rashi inside. Rashi is on the outside column. Divra Maskal Ya'ar. Ilanos Gedolos Ve'nem Smuchim Zelezeb. Avzeh simon l'rosh l'talmidei harav v'hu rosh l'vnei kala. Shemefarsh l'talmidem shmu asam acher sha'amad harav. So the job of the Rosh B'nei Kala goes on, Rashi explains, is that he is reviewing with the students that which they heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. V'hem mechazrin al shmu asam. They're giving the chazar shir. Very popular in the yeshivas to have a Rebbe who is responsible, or an older Talmud who is responsible for giving the chazar shir. He's the one who is reviewing the shir that with the rest of the Talmidim. So over here, that is Rashi's explanation of the Rosh B'nei Kala. V'yesh Talmidim sh'lo yavinu b'divrei harav k'chol atzorach v'zeh mevina lahem. Rashi explains that there are students who don't fully understand what happened in shir. And so these people who are in charge of chazara, so they're going to help out the students who are a little bit weaker in order to bring them up to speed with the rest of the shir. Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishua v'chazichame. The Gemara tells stories. Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua who had a dream. Rav Papa da'ila agma na'aseh Rosh Yeshiva. And Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua da'ila ya'ar na'aseh Rosh Livnei Kala. And it's exactly as we just described. Rav Papa saw himself in a swamp in his dream. He becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua sees himself in a forest, so he becomes the Rosh B'nei Kala. Igad Ami now in a slightly different version of the story. Tarvayla agma aile. Both of them in their dreams were in a swamp. El Rav Papa d'tali tavla na'aseh Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa not only was in a swamp, but also was wearing a bell. And as Rashi points out, the bell speaks to the idea that he is going to be sounding off to others. People will be hearing him. And that is the job of the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua, the lo tali tavla, nas the Rosh Livnei Kala. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua, who finds himself in the swamp, but without a bell, so that means he's still part and parcel of the yeshiva, but he's not going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. He'll be the one giving chazar shir. I'm Rav Ashi, ane ali la'agma v'tali tavla v'navche b'nevuche. Rav Ashi, for a second time now, tells us about dreams that he had. And Rav Ashi says that he dreamt that he was in a swamp with a bell, and he was ringing the bell loudly. And the idea is that also spoke to the idea that he was going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rav Ashi, just a little bit earlier on the daf, gave a similar report in the dream that he had with the goose. Tanitana kamed Rav Nachman Yitzchak hamikis dam mechalam avanos av mochlim lo. A person who dreams about bloodletting, so that means that his sins are forgiven. Rashi over here explains that the bloodletting is a simon to the forgiveness of sins, because blood is the color red, and red is obviously the color of chataim. And as the red is leaving you, it speaks to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving you on your sins. V'atanya v'nosav sidurim lo. Now in the Braisa it says that your sins are going to be organized in front of you. Not clear what that means, but right now the Gemara thinks that that's a question. The Gemara says it's not a question. My sidurim sidurim limechal. It just simply means that it's organized in front of you, set up in front of you, so that it's going to be forgiven. If a person has a dream of a snake, so that means that his parnasa is going to come to him. He's going to have access to parnasa. Rashi explains over here what's the connection between nachash and parnasa. So the way Rashi understands it is that the nachash is always in a constant state of being able to gain parnasa. Remember, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's curse to the nachash in Gan Eden is that he would lose his legs and he would have to crawl on the ground, and he would be in constant access to his parnasa. And so when you're dreaming about the nachash, that means that you yourself are also going to gain parnasa as well. Nashcho, if you are bitten by the snake, nechbal alo. So then you are going to have kefal, you're going to have double the parnasa. Hargo, now if you kill the snake, avda parnasa, so that is a bad simon. It means you will lose your parnasa. Amalei Rav Sheshes, kol sheken shenechbal parnasa. Now Rav Sheshes says, no, what do you mean? If you kill the snake, so that means that you're going to have even more parnasa, velohi. But the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes' understanding over here was not a real pshat. He was just simply trying to explain himself and his own dream. Rav Sheshes saw a snake in a dream, and he killed the snake in the dream, and he himself wanted to give a positive interpretation, even though in truth the tradition is that for killing the snake, it is not a good simon. But he wanted to give it a good interpretation so that it would be a good simon. Whether or not that was effective, the Gemara doesn't tell us, but that was at least his interest in what he wanted to accomplish. Drinking in your dream, in general, is a good thing, with exception to wine. Yesho seva tovlo, v'yesho seva ralo. Now here, drinking wine can go in one of two directions. Yesho seva tovlo, shenemar v'yayin yistamach levavanosh. So the pasuk in Tehillim speaks to the positive benefits of drinking wine. V'yesho seva ralo, shenemar tenu sheicha lo oved, v'yayin lamari nofesh. On the other hand, the pasuk in Mishlei speaks to the idea that someone who's bitter is going to be drinking wine, and so the drinking of wine can go in either direction, and it's not necessarily a good simon. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'tana tanitinei tamid chachamim la'olam tov lo. So he taught the following, that for a tamid chacham who has a dream of drinking wine, so it's always going to be viewed as a good thing. Shenamar, the pasuk says, l'chu lachmo b'lachmei v'shasu b'yayin masachti. So for a tamid chacham, it will always be viewed as a good thing. As we now turn to Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan Hishkim Menafa Pasuk L'soch Piv Hari Zeh Nevu Ketana. Rav Yochanan told us this already earlier in this perek, but we get to hear it again, that a person wakes up in the morning and he has a pasuk on the tip of his tongues. It is considered like a quasi mini nevuah. Tana Rabban, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, Shoshem Lachem Heim. Three kings. Haroa David Becholam Yitzbel Chasidus. If somebody sees David, now obviously we don't know what he looks like, so it must be that in the dream it's identified clearly as David HaMelech. So Yitzbel Chasidus, so that means that he can look forward to becoming extra pious. Shlomo Yitzbel Chachma, if a person sees Shlomo in a dream, so he can look forward to extra levels of intelligence. And Achav, and if a person sees Achav in a dream, Yidag Min HaParanios, so then he has nothing to look forward to, and just the opposite, it is a poor simon for things to expect. Gimel Nevi'im Haim, three books of the Nevi'im. Haro Sefer Malachim Yitzbel Gedula. If a person sees the Sefer Malachim in a dream, so he can look forward to greatness. Obviously, the themes of Sefer Malachim are kings, and so the idea that this particular Navi is being shown to him means that he can assume that greatness lies ahead of him. Yecheskel, if a person sees Sefer Yecheskel, Yitzpel HaChachma. So that speaks to Chachma. Yishayahu, Yitzpel HaNechama. If a person sees Sefer Yishayahu, there's a lot of Nechama, a lot of comfort in Sefer Yishayahu. And so therefore he could look forward to the Nechama. Yirmiyahu, Yidag Minapernis. But if a person sees Sefer Yirmiyahu, so that's not good. And Yirmiyahu speaks about the destruction of Korban Bayis Rishon. And so it does not a good simon. Now the Gemara over here needs a little bit of fixing in terms of the girsa, in terms of the nusach of the Gemara, because the Gemara tells us that there are three Nevi'im, and then the Gemara just numbered for us four different Nevi'im. Sefer Malachim, Yecheskel, Yishayahu, and Yirmiyahu. You can see the Vilna Gaon on the side, where it seems that he takes out Yishayahu over here to keep the list down to three. Shalosha Ksuvim Gedolim Haim, in terms of the Ksuvim, third section of Tanakh. So we're going to start with some of the works of the Ksuvim, three of the larger works. Haro Sefer Tehillim Yisbel HaChasidus, see if you're shown Sefer Tehillim in a dream, so you can expect extra levels of piety. Mishle, if you're shown Sefer Mishle in a dream, Yisbel HaChachma, so that speaks to wisdom. Iyov, if you're shown Sefer Iyov in a dream, Yidag Menapernios, so disasters are unfortunately lying ahead. Shosha Ksuvim Ketanim Haim, now of the Sefer Ksuvim, we're going to look at three smaller selections. HaRosh Yerashirim B'chalam Yitzpah L'Chasidus. If you see Yerashirim in a dream, so you can expect and look forward to extra levels of piety. Kohala Sefer Kohalas Yitzpah L'Chachma. That speaks to wisdom. And Kinos, and if you see Sefer Eicha, Yidag Menaparanios, obviously Eicha speaking to the Churban Bayis Rishon. So unfortunately, that is a bad simon. HaRosh Megillas Esther, if a person sees Megillas Esther in a dream, Nes Na'aseh Lo. A miracle will occur for that individual. Shosha Chachamim Haim. The Gemara now speaks to seeing various Tanaim in your dream. Haro Rebbe b'chalam yitzbel chachma. Seeing Rebbe in a dream, looking forward to chachma. Rav Elazar ben Azariah yitzbel ashirus. You see Rav Elazar ben Azariah in a dream, you can expect a certain level of wealth. The Gemara on a number of occasions tells us that Rav Elazar ben Azariah was an extraordinary wealthy man. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha yidag min apernis. If you see Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha in a dream, so that is a bad simon. He's one of the haruge machos. Shosha Tamid Chachamim Haim. The Gemara now speaks to seeing three Tamid Chachamim Ro Benazi Bechalim Yitzpah L'Chasidus. If you see Benazi in a dream, so you can look forward to an extra level of piety. Benzoma, if you see Benzoma in a dream, Yitzpah L'Chachma. You can look forward to extra wisdom. And Acher, and if you see Elisha Ben Avuya, Yidag Ben Apranios, so you should worry about calamities that are going to fall ahead. If you notice, we just went over three of the four who went into Pardes. The Gemara in Chagi tells us that Arba Nichnusu LaPardes, the four tonight went together into Pardes. Exactly what that means, we'll get to the Gemara in Chagi, we'll discuss in more detail, but we are over here just cited three of the four people who is notably absent from this list, so that of course is Rabbi Akiva. And I don't have any explanation in terms of why Rabbi Akiva is missing from the list, but he is conspicuously absent from this list. All animals that are shown in a dream are good. Except for the elephant, the monkey, and the kapod. Rashi describes the kapod as a marten. These animals, why are they bad? So Rashi simply says, Mishunim b'marehim. They're so strange looking. They're such outliers in terms of their appearance, so it's not a good sign. Now, we said just a day ago in the daf that seeing an elephant in a dream is a good thing. The Gemara makes the same distinction it made in yesterday's daf. It depends whether the elephant is saddled or not. If it's saddled, so that's a good thing. If it's not saddled, so then it's not. All forms of metal instruments are good. In a dream, chutz mimar pesel v'kardom, except for a pickaxe and a chisel and a regular axe. Now that's only true when they are shown on their handle. Kol mine peres yafin lechalom, all manners of fruit are good in a dream, chutz mi pagei tamra, except for the unripe dates. Kol mine yirakos yafin lechalom, chutz mi rosh liftos. Vegetables in general are good to be shown in a dream, except for turnip heads. Now Rav says that he did not become wealthy until he had a dream where in the dream he saw turnip heads, which obviously means it's a good thing. So the Gemara says, yeah, but when he saw them, they were connected to the ground. And that was where it was a good simon. But if it's not connected to the ground, so it's not good. All manners of colors are good in a dream except for tchelas. Now, that would not have been the color that I would have chosen. That would have been a bad simon. You would think that tchelas of all the colors would be a good simon. So that's one point that certainly is surprising. And the other surprising thing is Rashi. Rashi over here writes that tchelas, what color is tchelas? Yaroku. So Rashi describes it as some sort of green-yellow. Now Rashi over here says, assuming that that's the right color, so then you understand that when somebody's sick, so he's going to look pale, he's going to look jaundiced. And so that's a sign of being sick. So maybe one question is really answering the other question. Maybe tchelos over here is not the traditional blue. Maybe tchelos over here is referring to the yellow-green that Rashi here is describing, although, generally speaking, we assume that tchelos is to be more bluish in nature. Okay. Kalmine ofos yafin lechalom. All birds are good to see in a dream. Chutzman kirya v'kifufa v'karprai. Now, not knowing what these bats are, and Rashi gives us all French words for what these birds are, and so it's not clear. But Rashi says that these birds in question, so they have cheeks, they have cheekbones, they kind of look like people. If you want to guess that they're an owl, I'm open to such a suggestion. But because they look so dissimilar to the regular bird, so that's why it's a bad sign. We have simanim coming up now in the Gemara in terms of committing the next listings to memory. The Gemara, we're going to skip the, and we're going to go to Gimel Nechnasim Leguf Ve'ina Guf Ne'aneh Mehem. Three things go into the body, but the body does not enjoy them. So three foods, says the Gemara, that are, on one hand, they're food, but on the other hand, they don't do much in terms of improving your physical health. Good ganios, so the Gemara first points to cherries. Kafnios are some form of dates, obviously some sort of inferior dates. And pagitamra, and also unripe dates. So these are three foods which on one hand go into the body, but they don't do much for the body. Three things don't go into the body, but meanwhile the body really enjoys it. Elohen, and they are rechitza v'sicha v'tashmish. Bathing oneself, anointing oil, rubbing oil into your skin, and tashmish amita. So you're not ingesting anything, but you are benefiting from all those activities. Shlosha mein olama, three things are a portion of the world to come. Mein olam habam, Elohein, and they are Shabbos, Shemesh, v'tashmish. Now, Shabbos obviously self-evident. It's mein olam habam, it's part of the Zmiros. Shemesh, the sun. The being under the rays of the sun is thoroughly enjoyable, and Tashmish. Now Tashmish over here, one could have guessed it's Tashmish Amita, but the Gemara rejects such a notion. Tashmish Nama'ilem and Tashmish Amita Hamachish Kachish. The Gemara says Tashmish Amita weakens the person. So over here, in terms of being under the listing of Me'ein Olam Haba, the Gemara assumes that it's not going to be something that weakens you. Ela Tashmish Dekavim. So it means that relieving oneself. When relieving oneself, so that that enjoyment of having relieved oneself is me'ein olam haba. Shlosha meshivin da'ato shel adam. Three things bring back one's sanity. Elohein kol mara v'reach. Kol, listening to beautiful music. Mara, looking at something nice. And reach, and having a pleasant odor. So they bring the neshama back. Obviously, Minhag Yisrael is to enjoy the reach after Shabbos, after losing your neshama nesera. So then the reach is there to help you bring your neshama back. Shlosha marchivim da'ato shel adam. Three things expand a person's mind. Elohein, dira na'a, beautiful house. Ishana, beautiful wife. And kelim na'am, in beautiful clothing. The Gemara gives us mnemonics to help us remember the next listing. Chamisha echad mishishim elo. Five things which we're going to put under the category of a 60th of. They are Eish Dvash Shabbos, Shena, v'chalom. And we're going to go through each one of them. Eish echad mishishim l'gehenim. Fire is the 60th of what Gehenim is. Devash, Echem Yishishim Laman. Devash is the 60th of the man. So if we can only just imagine what man tastes like, so if we were to eat honey, so 60 times that would be the man. Shabbos Echem Yishishim L'Olam Haba. So similar to what we just learned just moments earlier. Shabbos is the 60th of Olam Haba. Shena Echem Yishishim L'Misa. Sleep is the 60th of death. And Chalom Echem Yishishim L'Nevuah. And a dream is the 60th of Nevuah. Shisha Dvarim Siman Yafa L'chola Elohein. Six things which are good for a chola, and they are Itush, Zeya, Shilshul, Keri, Shena, Chalom. And we're going to go through all six items. Itush, that's sneezing. Dechsiv, itush osav tahel, or zeya, good perspiration. Dechsiv, bezeya sapecha tocha lechem. Shilshol dechsiv, diarrhea is also good for the chola. Mahor tzoli paseach, second time we quoted this pasuk in Yeshayahu, speaking to the idea of one relieving himself. Veloyamos, and that person will not be sent down to the grave. Keri, a person having a discharge. Dechsiv, yirezera yarich yamim. Gemara feels that that is a good thing for somebody who is a chola. Shena, sleep. Dechsiv, yashanti az yanuach li, sleep also is beneficial for the chola. And chalom, and finally a dream. Dechsiv, vatechalam v'tachlimeni v'achiyani. So this idea that dreaming also creates a certain chiyus, a certain livelihood. Six things which are really therapeutic for the person who's sick. Number one is krov cabbage. Number two, trident is beets. Number three, sisin yevashin, a type of herb. Number four is keva, that's the fourth stomach of an animal. Number five is haras, that's the womb of an animal. And number six is yoseres hakaved, the diaphragm. V'yeshomim avdagin katanim. And some add to the list also of small fish. Small fish increase and do a wonderful job with your entire body. There are 10 things that are going to be ingested by a sick person, but only to make him sicker. And obviously these are things that should be avoided. And they are ha'ochel basar shor, eating the meat of an ox, basar shamein, eating fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, the meat of birds, beitza tzluya, roasted egg, tiglachas, getting a shave, shichlayim, watercress, chalav, milk, gvina, cheese, v'hamerchatz, and a bathhouse. These are all items that a sick person should not engage in, as they will just exacerbate his condition. V'yeshomim af egozim, some say also nuts. V'yeshomim af kishuim, and some say gourds as well. Tana debei Rav Yishmael, lamani krashman kishuin. Why is the gourd referred to as the kishuim? It meshim kashim leguf kecharvos, because they're bad for the body like swords. Any of the Gemara challenges v'aksi v'yom Hashem la shnei goyim bevitnech. We turn back to where Rivka goes to ask from Yeshiva Shem what exactly is going to happen as she is really suffering for a pregnancy. And the Navi reports to her that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shnei goyim bevitnech. And the drasha is, Al tokoi goyim ela geyim. And we're going to understand that the word goyim could also be understood as the word geyim, which means princess. V'am Rav Yehuda, am Rav Elu, Antoninus v'Rebbe. And this is forecasting the future of two great princes that are coming from the Roman Empire and the Jews. From the Romans, you have Antoninus, and from the Jews, you have Rebbe. And the Gemara elsewhere talks about the wonderful relationship they had with one another. And both of them were extraordinarily wealthy. And from their table, never stopped, not cabbage, and not chazeres, a type of vegetable, velo kishuim, lo yibim mosek chama, velo yibim mosek shamim. They had it both in the summer months, and they had in the winter months as well. And presumably the point of the Gemara is that these are seasonal items, and yet they got it year-round, and because they were so wealthy, they were able to import it year-round. Anyway, from all this we see that kishuim are a good thing. If Rebbe and Antoninus are having at their table year-round, it must be a good thing. And that goes against what we just saw, that it's bad for a person to be eating kishuim. Lokasha habaravave habazutre. And the way Rashi understands it is that the small kishuim, they're good. The large ones are not good. Tana Rabbanan ma bebayis. Mace bebayis, shalom bebayis. If one has a dream, we're heading back to the world of dreams, and one has a dream about a dead person in his house, so that brings about peace in his house. Acha v'shasa bebayis, if he's eating and drinking in the house, simen yafal bebayis, that's a good sign for the house. Natzo kelim in bebayis, simen ra bebayis. Now, if this dead person in your dream now starts taking things out of the house, so that's not a good thing. Tirgum ha-rapapa b'masan v'sandala. So Rav Papa, in explaining the Brisa, says that the only time that the dream with the dead person taking something out of the house is going to be bad is only when he's taking out shoes. Kol deshakol shichve male. When a dead person in your dream takes anything out of your house, that's fine. Bar mi misan v'sandala, except for shoes. Kol di'ayiv shichva male. Barmi Afra Vechardala. If the dead person in your dream is bringing something into your house, that's always going to be good, with notable exception to dirt and mustard. Now, as far as dirt is concerned, so Rashi points out, it's a bad sign, because that obviously is indicating the future, the impending kvura that you will have. In terms of mustard, Rashi doesn't explain, and I can only guess why the mace bringing mustard into your house is a bad omen. The Gemara does not explain why, nor does Rashi. Makom shene'ekru mimenu avodas gilulim. Adkan, that is the end of the Gemara regarding the topic of dreams. As I already mentioned at the beginning of the sugya, but now as we finish the sugya, we can also wrap it up and point out that despite the fact that many of the Gemaras that we just learned together are far and away well beyond my understanding, and how much halacha l'maisa comes out from this Gemara also is going to be limited, but it's still chesed shel Torah, it's still part and parcel of Torah, to kiyum in Talmud Torah. And obviously if the Tanaim and the Amoraim are dedicating themselves more than 2.5 blot to the precious real estate to this topic, obviously this presents to the Tanaim and Amoraim a serious topic and one that needs serious attention. We continue the Gemara, Makom Shenekru Mimenu Avodas Golilim. If you encounter a place where Avodah Zarah, where idolatry was uprooted, so there is a bracha to be said. That is what we learned back in the Mishnah, the beginning of this parak. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara now is going to quote a Tosefta, giving us more details to these brachas. However, Markulis, a person who sees the idolatry of Markulis. Markulis is a form of idolatry which we discussed back in Avodah Zarah. It is an idolatry that involves stones. You start with a very simple configuration of two stones, and on top of that two stones, you place one stone. It looks like a small pyramid. And then what you do in order to service this Avodah Zarah is you throw stones on top of it. Literally, you pile on. So this is a type of idolatry. And if you see this idolatry, Omer, so the bracha that you're going to say is Baruch, and I assume it's B'Shem HaMalchus, Shenas HaNerech HaPayim LaOvrei Ritzono. Because Baruch, you're so patient with those people who are going against your will. Makom Shenekra Mimenu Avodas Kochavim. Now, if you encounter a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, Omer, so you make the following bracha, Baruch, and again, probably Shem HaMalchus, She'akar Akom Me'artzenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you remove the Avodah Zarah from our land. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, please remove them from all other places and turn the hearts around of those people who are serving these idols to serving you. Now, if you happen to be in Chutz Aretz and you're making this bracha, you don't have to add that point of having everybody turn to you. Because the vast majority of them are Ovdei Kochavim, and it's just, apparently it's too big an ask. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af b'chutz aretz tzarich lomar kein mishatim lizgayer. Shimon ben Elazar says, no, even in chutz aretz you can add that little section to the bracha, because the expectation is that they're all going to convert. Shinam the pasuk says, Az epoch el amim safa berura. If you see Bavel, and presumably we're talking about the ancient Bavel, meaning you know that this is where once upon a time the Bavel was situated, it was centered. So Ra'a Bavel, so when you see Bavel itself, you say Omer, Baruch, Shechriv Bavel Harisha, thank you Kadosh Baruch Hu for destroying the wicked Bavel. Rab Beisosh Nebuchadnezzar, if you see the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, Omer Baruch Shechri, Beisosh Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, a bracha for the destruction of his house. Ra'a no gov shel arayos, o kivshana esh. If you see the lion's pit where Daniel was put in, or the kivshana esh where Hanani, Mishael, Azari was thrown into. Omer Baruch Sha'asa nisim la'avosenu b'makam hazeh. So that obviously warrants you to make the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided miracles for us. Ra'a Markulis. If you see the idolatry, Omer, Baruch Shenasan, Erech HaPayim, La'Ovrei Ritzono. We just went over this bracha together. The Gemara just incorporates this as one of the five brachas one makes when traveling through Bavel. Ram Makom Shenotli Mimenu Afar. Now, if you see a place in Bavel where they are removing the dirt, and apparently the dirt of Bavel was a commodity, and in terms of the destruction of Bavel, not only did they destroy all the property that was on the land, but they even took the land itself. And when you see that, so the bracha you make is Omer Baruch Omer Ve'oser Gozer Umekayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his pledges, his promises. And as we're going to see together, one of the promises that Kadosh Baruch Hu made is that Bavel not only will be destroyed, but will be totally obliterated, and even the land itself is going to be removed. Rava ki hava chazi chamer deshakli afra. So Rava once saw a donkey carrying the dirt out of Bavel. Tarflu yada al gabayu. So Rava gave that donkey a big slap right on its rear. Va'amar rihu tu tzadiki. And he says to the donkey, run, O tzadik. Le'mevet ru'usa demarecha, so you could do the will of your creator. Meaning that this is just simply a kiyum of the nevuah, that Bavel was going to be totally destroyed. Marbre de Ravina kavemat labava havashaka afra besudre v'shadi labra. When Marbre de Ravina went to Bavel, so he took some dirt in a handkerchief and he threw it outside. Lekayim hashenemar, in order to explain the pasuk v'tetaeha b'metatei hashmeid, Kadosh Baruch Hu will sweep out Bavel, meaning it will be a total destruction where even the dirt itself will be totally destroyed. Am Ravashi ana had Rav Hamnuna lo shmi'ali. Ravashi admits that he did not hear these teachings of Rav Hamnuna that we just learned together, but elamidate birchusina lekulo. But on his own, he figured out, he intuited that these brachas are the ones that should be said when seeing the destruction of Bavel. As a quick recap of the daf, so the vast majority of today's daf dealt with dreams, various things that were shown in a dream, what they portend, what's the money to look forward to. So that was the vast majority of today's daf. On the Amud Beis, halfway down, we went through various listings, things that go into the guf but don't benefit the guf, things that don't go into the guf but meanwhile benefit the guf, things that are me'in olam haba, things that are a 60th of something else, things that are good for healthy people, things that are good for sick people, things that are not good for sick people. And then at the end of the daf, we return back to the topic of dreams, learning a little bit more about what's good and what's not good in terms of dreams. And finally, we return back to our Mishnah, and we went over the section of the Mishnah that dealt with the brachas that one makes when seeing areas that miracles occur. And the Gemara also gave us a number of other brachas to make when seeing the destruction of Bavel.